You have heard so much about him, but in a few minutes you're going to hear from him.
The situation, I'll make you understand my place in this world and how I'm living as a black man, striving to be somebody that can be respected. Put on this earth with a gift, cause I'm elected by the G, the O, the D, 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 D. It's like Omar Oz Duval when I swing.
Will you understand?
It's critical, I know the subject is deep, but 434 years I can't repeat it. I teach you of the global plan designed and hatched by the man with the mark in his head, with the mark in his hand. Now to the man on the board who has very little meaning, no hate involved. But you have to use your brain. Think about it. We're like pawns in a game.
What we're gonna do right here is go.
Hi, I'm Christina Tobin. I'm the founder of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation, and you're listening to the Free and Equal Network right now. I've got Professor Griff, a.k.a. Kavan, here in Denver today. We're about to go on stage and moderate the Open Colorado debate at Infinity Park. Kavan, it's been awesome getting to know you for the last year on the phone, but now I actually see you in person.
I'm tall, just like I told you I was.
And you're kind.
Thank you.
And you're honest, and you have integrity and accountability. And you're here. This movement is called because we resonate and connect, because compromising is not an option. We stick to our heart, our soul, and for the pureness of things. And so the whole debate is about opening up the debates, right, and electoral reform, igniting a movement for maybe independence, not necessarily the party system, to run for office. Can you give us a feeling of why you're part of this debate and what you think about free and equal elections and really everything that we're about? Thank you for being here.
Okay, I think it's imperative that if we're going to have a free and equal mindset, I think the Professor Griffiths should be invited to the table. What do y'all think?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I think I represent a mindset, a feeling, a vibration, a crew, a set of people, a mindset, because as I often say, like minds, like mine. And there are definitely a lot of like minds out there that try to understand the Democrats and the Republicans, that try to understand the Electoral College, which I ask people all the time. And matter of fact, why don't I just ask everybody right here, how many people know someone in the Electoral College?
That know someone that's what?
It's in the Electoral College.
No.
See, this is what I'm talking about. So if the Electoral College elects the president, then how come we're not educated and about the Electoral College? These delegates and these people that's supposed to take these particular basket full of votes to the table to represent the masses of the people, which to me is just a scam. I've said it often, and I've caught flack from the elders in the community. So I think I'm here to represent that mindset, and all that mindset wants to know is just give us some answers to the questions that we ask and stop treating us like some insignificant new agenda.
Thanks. Awesome. And I know a lot of media has been kind of like, whoa, a musician. A musician's moderating this debate. Wow, that's cool. You know, Griff, he's an intellectual. What's your feeling on musicians being a part of stuff like opening debates? It hasn't happened before. And, of course, I totally support it. What would be your feedback on that from media?
Wow. Media. Mm-hmm. Multi-ethnic destruction in America. Would question someone that's creative. Would question that someone that has no boundaries and no borders. When I sit down at the piano or the drum set or pick up the guitar, someone that takes a pen to the pad and expresses themselves freely and open. And with no limitations, would question someone like me, and why would I want to be a part of a political process that will ultimately affect me? Stop the bullshit.
Hey, we're going to have to bleep that part out for all the kids out there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I will bleep that out. You know, finally,
turn it up.
And finally, you know, on electoral reform, you did touch the topics of voting methods. We're going to be holding a conference here next month, Free and Equal, with experts within the state and nationally addressing issues like gerrymandering, the electoral college, instant runoff voting, proportional representation, those sort of things. Do you support the idea of independent candidates taking our government back? What I mean is a movement outside of the two-party system of independent candidates rising. And at Free and Equal Elections, we're going to give them the tools to help give them a chance to win and learn how to get elected for office. It's very empowering. In any case, do you see yourself as an independent? And do you feel that you'll be in a position to be able to inspire more people to run for office as independents? Maybe you would run yourself.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm not trying to be a part of the system in order to change the system. And there's three things I want to lay out. A, I am because we are, therefore I am. Number two, if you a fly and you get caught in a spider's web, that's not the time to negotiate with the spider. Are you following me? So this whole idea of being a part of a system that doesn't work, why would I do that? That's foolish.
I think I misspoke. Being part of something outside of the two-party system. The two-party system doesn't work. Parties don't work.
Okay, I understand. I'm not going to vote. I'd rather encourage other people that want to participate in this particular system, encourage them and educate them on the process. What they do at that point behind the black curtain is on them. If it's something similar to what that corny little fat chubby dude was doing on The Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, then we got an issue. But I'm saying, how do you fix a system from within that we claim that was broken? I say it wasn't broken. It was designed this way. So it's impossible to fix.
I agree with you on that. Dr. Ron Paul is a prime example of when you try to fix the system from within, the two-party system would rather crash the party than let somebody else take over.
I'd rather destroy the entire thing than to let someone come in and change it to the point where it'll benefit us all.
Absolutely. We're on the same page there for sure. I have to ask one more question. The Republican and Democrat aren't a part of the debate tonight. And we know for the presidential debates, the Commission on Presidential Debates, according to the League of Women Voters of the U.S., has perpetuated a fraud on the American voters since the late 80s. They actually removed themselves from the Commission on Presidential Debates. So with Free and Equal, we did the debate in 2012, moderated by Larry King and myself. How vital, how important do you think open debates are for our nation? And also, you know, the DNR not being a part of this, what do you think that means of not being a part of this debate? And that's all.
Well, even the process on and how this debate is being structured and set up, and the beautiful work that you're doing by extracting some of the questions from the masses of the people, the average person should be the one asking these questions. These questions shouldn't be given to the candidates at all, because we need honesty. We need a conversation just like this off from the rip. You understand what I'm saying? So we can get honesty. And a lot of times when you're talking to someone and they're looking you in the face, you know whether or not they're sincere and real. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And if not, I think we should start having rock concerts, if y'all know what I mean.
And I definitely am going to invite you to be a part of the United We Stand Festival next summer. Not only rock, but hip-hop, all genres. It doesn't matter. So that'll be next June, and I'll give you a date on that. We'd love to have you not only if you want to perform your music, but to also speak as well in greater detail. Can you plug any of your work that you've done? Let people know how to reach you online.
Well, it's very critical that you should ask that, simply because I wrote a book several years ago called The Psychological Covert War on Hip Hop. And I wrote it on a level that an average 13, 14-year-old can read it and grasp it and take some of the principles and make them applicable to their consciousness. And I think that's what we need to start doing. We need to start speaking their language and on a level where they can understand, so we can have some well-informed voters, as I told We Are Change.
Thank you so much, Kevon. You know, I actually haven't voted myself. A lot of people can't believe this, because I do believe, the system's flawed. It was a big decision. You know, I felt that that I didn't want to be a part of a corrupt system, and I feel that it's totally rigged. However, I do feel we're going to change that, and I will hold it against anyone in the future that doesn't vote. What's that now?
Do you catch flack for that?
No.
Well,
as an individual?
As a black man, a lot of black people will say that your ancestors fought, bled, and died so that you can vote.
Well, you didn't vote, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because they didn't fought fight, bleed, and die just for the corrupt people to come in and make the system more corrupt. Thank you.
Thank you. And awesome. You're joining the Free and Equal Network. Thank you, Kavan, a.k.a. Professor Griff. Love. Right. Looking forward to a great debate.
All right.
That I didn't want to be a part of a corrupt system, and I feel that it's totally rigged. However, I do feel we're going to change that, and I will hold it against anyone in the future that doesn't vote. What's that now?
Do you catch flack for that?
No.
Well, as a,
or as an individual?
As a black man, a lot of black people will say that your ancestors fought, bled, and died so that you can vote.
Well, you didn't vote, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because they didn't fight, bleed, and die just for the corrupt people to come in and make the system more corrupt. Thank you.
Thank you. And awesome. You're joining the Free and Equal Network. Thank you, Kavan, a.k.a. Professor Griff. Love. Right. Looking forward to a great debate.
This is a letter to the president, dated January 5th, 1990. Dear Mr. President, I am writing this letter to you to inform you that your time is up. God says he wants his earth and his chosen people back. You've had it now for, what, 6,000 years? And you've used, abused, and misused it. You've dropped atom bombs on the brown man, stole gunpowder from the yellow man and made guns, made treaties and broke them with the red man, the Indian who discovered you, enslaved the black man, and dehumanized him. Now you're trying this test in a tool, trying to make a new race of people to believe in you. Oh, your German brother Adolf Hitler tried that once before, and before him your father Yakub. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, you bombed Libya and you killed Gaddafi's little girl. You send Mr. N. Goodman to drop bombs on Syria, and your CIA, your controlled international affairs, deals drugs for you in Panama and Colombia. It was you who sold arms to Iraq and Iran at the same time. You tried to go to the moon, but Allah would not permit it. He warned you through a little black man named Elijah what you would find there. And he also told you he'd give you a peep into the heavens before he would destroy you. You do trading with P.W. Botha and de Klerk of South Africa. You break down the wall in Eastern Europe, but you build a wall of hate with your ex-slaves who built your country. You inject Susie with all kind of drugs, both foreign and domestic. While she's pregnant with your bastard child, you sneak into the country from a welfare, illegitimate country you stole from the Palestinians. You pay reparations to Japan and the Jews, but who will pay for the kidnapping of the black man? You claim Russia to be your big ugly bear and your enemy, but it's you who destabilize governments with your IMF schemes. You say the Pope is the man who was the one that's closest to God, but he worships a black Madonna. You've tested your germ warfare on the black people of America and throughout the world. You've tested your genetic warfare on the human family. You've murdered every prophet that came to you with a salvation plan. You've developed an antichrist mechanism entitled the Universal Product Code. So now death is knocking on your allies' door. You weak the count with your wicked, egotistical, pompous, jackass war mentality. Concupiscent nature with your reprobate mind, animal loving, underhanded, backstabbing, double dealing, double crossing devils. I know now you brought VD, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea to the ends of the earth. Poor, poor, poor Mr. President, it's reaping time now, and I'll see you at ringside. Oh, I forgot one other thing. It's God that you'll be fighting. Peace.